James?
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt. I wanted to talk a little bit. You brought up a good point about clients kind of like knowing what the fee is going to be. And I find, especially with our Medicaid planning cases, where clients just really need a lot of handholding, and that provides them a lot of peace of mind to know that they can call, and they may not necessarily speak to me every time, but they can call our office and there's no additional charge. It's, you know, it's all going to be fine. They can call here as many times. We can talk to them as many times, and there's no additional fee. Yeah. I was also going to ask you, sometimes, especially in our elder law cases, when we tell the clients what it is we're charging, they kind of, you know, sit back in their chair and catch their breath a little bit. And so one of the tricks that I learned from PIEI, and I just was going to ask you how you approach that discussion with clients, but when we're talking about a Medicaid case, we always explain it to the client in terms of, if we get you Medicaid eligibility, you will have, and your loved one or you end up on Medicaid for a certain number of days or months, that you would have paid our fee. So it's a lot easier to say, like, you know, if the private pay rate at the nursing home is $5,000, if your loved one is on Medicaid and Medicaid is paying the bill, after a month or 2 months, you will have paid the fee that you will have saved the amount that you paid our fee. I don't know if I'm explaining it well, but sometimes it's easier for the clients to kind of understand the cost and the savings when we get to the end goal to explain it that way.
Yeah, I do the same thing for my clients. I put it in terms of, yes, my fee may shock you, but it's about the cost of a month in the nursing home.
Yeah.
I'm going to save you money in the long run. And I like my clients to feel like they can call me. They're not going to get a bill if they call me and ask a Medicaid question. They're not going to try to do something on their own and mess things up a little bit. They're going to call me before they do something. They're not going to get a bill. I think it encourages candor from the client, because they know that before they do something that maybe they shouldn't be doing at the end of the month or transferring things, that they're going to call me first because they know they're not going to get charged for that time.
I thought my clients were the only ones that did things they weren't supposed to do.
I wish.
So we're exactly the same as the two of you. I think we use the same approach. The value you're getting from it based on the cost, everything that we do for them, it's exactly the same conversation. But let me ask you guys this. When you charge a flat fee for the client, whether it's in particular, let's say a Medicaid planning or an estate plan, how do you go about then collecting that fee from them? Do you charge it all up front? Do you have them make installments, half now, half later? Do you, and at the same time, do you use an engagement letter setting that out? How do y'all do that?
Yeah, so for my Medicaid clients, I usually collect that entire fee up front, because again, at the end of the day, if it's a single person, they're not going to have money to pay my fee once I've gone through the Medicaid planning for them. And so my Medicaid cases, I typically ask for that all up front. Now, I do put in my engagement letter that, you know, half is earned at the time they hire, and then half is earned at a certain point down the road. So I think you have to have that in your engagement. I do an engagement letter for every single client where I list out, this is what I'll be doing for you. I even include language in there that, you know, things outside the scope of this agreement, we can talk, and there may be additional fee for those things. But I do have periods of time in my engagement letter where I've earned that retainer. Because on a flat fee, you're not going to have a monthly bill that you send out. So you have to have something outlined in your engagement letter at when that fee is actually earned, and you can move it over from your trust account to your operating account.
Yeah.
For estate planning, I used to be very pro collect everything up front. And then I went on my own and it became more of a cash flow issue. So I'm going to collect half of it whenever they hire me, and then I'll collect half when they sign. So it kind of encourages me in the back of my head that, oh, I want to collect the other half of this retainer. So I'm going to get the work done. I'm going to push it out faster. I want to get them back in to sign. And it kind of helps me with my cash management and my budgeting for my firm.
Yeah, right, great. Bryn?
We try to collect as much as we can up front, just again, because we don't like to chase people down at the end of a case or when we've hit the certain milestones outlined in our engagement agreement. I would say our engagement agreement is our most prized possession because it does outline what our scope of work is going to be for that flat fee. And so, and also does list the benchmarks when we consider fees earned. So at what point we will be taking fees from the from our trust account and considering those fees earned.